Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
The Jim Jefferies Show podcast. You probably heard the theme song. That's in your head all day now. We did a show today. After we finish the shows, what I do is I go and take a photo with everyone who was sat in the audience.
You're supposed to do a theme song too.
Oh, this is the Jim Jefferies Show. We like twins. That'll make more sense in a second. Everyone was upset about the Nelson twins.
We're here to redeem ourselves.
They couldn't be more Australian. We had an Australian like, oh, yeah, fucking, I knocked up a woman in Thailand. That should be the Australian national anthem. I knocked up a woman in Thailand.
Turned out it was a boy. Yeah. Hey, folks, we're here.
She gave me a boogie board to take back. I'm serving life.
Yeah.
Let me introduce our guests. You've already heard them, so that makes sense to do that. Today we have Randy and Jason Sklar. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, boys.
Hello.
We have an audience, but we didn't clap along with me.
That's all right.
They all sat there just drinking our free fucking booze.
They're not cheap.
I don't even know who all these cunts are. We just got a whole new group of people that I don't know.
They're the couch people.
We'll talk to them later. They come in for the cheese platter.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. They stay for the twins comedy.
So what happened was I take photos with people after the show, and then there's normally after the gig, I have like I'll say a cheat meal, but I have been having them for every meal the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a meal of my choosing, and today I had one of my favorite dishes, Jack. It was garlic noodles from Kung Pao Kitchen. Now, you know the ones, Forrest. They're delicious.
Yeah. I don't eat them because...
They're just pasta covered in butter and garlic, and they throw a few prawns in there, shrimp to you Americans. They throw them in there. They're delicious. But you can't burp around, folks.
Nope.
Afterwards, you fucking stink after you have this meal. You have to be committed to smelling bad after having this meal. And I took them, and then like everyone came up and went, oh, Jim, I'm a big fan. Oh, so great. Give me a hug. And then I was like, thank you.
Breathe on me, Jim.
They all sort of recoiled back like, oh, well, we'll get the one photo.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't we take a wide photo of all of us?
The wide one? Can you do panoramic?
Yeah, so to all the people who took a photo with me and I breathed on, I'm sorry.
It happens.
I don't get that dish because of that.
I don't get the dish because it's pasta from a Chinese restaurant.
Well, it's called, then you call it noodles.
It's still just fucking pasta. It's pasta.
Anyone know the difference between a noodle and a pasta? Like, I know like there's some like the real thin, like sort of your vermicelli type of your pad thai noodle is different.
But pad thai's fatter.
The thicker noodle is just spaghetti.
Yeah.
Just spaghetti.
Well, it's usually made out of rice, like at an Asian restaurant.
That one isn't. That one, the garlic one isn't.
I don't know.
Is it me or is Forrest giving a lot of attitude? He's coming in hot.
Self-righteous. You got to give this to Forrest.
I'll give it to him all day.
If you get a food fact wrong, he pulls you up.
And then you got to respect it because it's Forrest.
Forrest looks like he's enjoyed a meal.
So
before we start, this hasn't, nothing's happened yet. I have some things to plug. Watch This Is Me now on Netflix, along with my other Netflix specials, which were called Bear and Freedom.
Good plug.
They're all equally as good as each other, but Bear's better than the other two.
There you go.
Okay. October 12th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando, Florida. I'll be October 13th. This is this weekend. Are you coming with me, Forrest?
I am, yeah.
Hey, Amos might be coming. We might have a little group.
He is coming.
Yeah.
Look at
October
that.
13th at the...
Seminole. Come on.
It's an Indian thing. Did anyone feel bad? Because as we're recording this podcast right now, yesterday both the Cleveland Indians and the Atlanta Braves were taken out. I just feel there was a genocide of Indian teams.
You know what sucked is that they both lost and then the government took all of the land where the stadium was away.
And took it away.
I didn't read that.
And then the Dodgers just cleaned those blankets and took them back to L.A.
Yep.
Right.
So I'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood, Florida. Florida. It's a different Hollywood.
Mislead.
It's really just Miami. And then the October 26th of the Mohegan Sun. I'm just ending it up right now. Arena in Uncastleville. Uncastleville?
I think it's Uncaseville.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
Just say Mohegan Sun.
Connecticut. Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
October 27th at the Music Box of the Book, Gala, Atlantic City. New Jersey, not to be mistaken with Old Jersey. Mm-hmm. You guys got anything you want to plug?
Hell yeah. We're going to be at the All Things Comedy Festival in Phoenix on the 27th
and 26th and 27th. And we're going to be in Austin, Texas.
At the Cap City.
Cap City is a great club.
From
a great club.
November 7th through the 10th. And we'll do our podcast and all that shit later.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Right.
Forrest, what about you? I know where you'll be this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to plug that. That's your show.
Yeah. Plug his show.
Wait.
You
don't actually, want any I mean, I'm from coming? Miami, so I figure, you know.
Okay.
There you go.
I want people who are more fans of Forrest than they are me to come to the shows in Florida and line my pocket with money.
That's it.
Do that, but also.
And I want you to yell out so we know how many people have the podcast. As soon as I walk out, I'm a bigger fan of Forrest. Just yell that at me as I try to start my show.
All right.
Bring back the other guy.
We want the Nelson twins.
But
no one's saying that?
What I'd really like you to do is come to Side Splitters in Tampa November 23rd through the 25th. I'll be there. So that's on the website already. Buy tickets
don't
there,
sound
please.
So
Side Splitters. You know what I like about
Side Splitters?
Side Splitters have the stage is a little corner that looks like it's a brick wall and all that type of stuff.
But yeah,
the
rest, shelving and stuff.
Yeah, like shelving. Like the rest of the room is like just plastered walls.
Yeah.
It's like we got a different corner from a different house.
We did. We only did one corner of this.
We started with this corner and then we built
it. You guys have been there?
No.
Okay. Right.
No.
Oh, it's okay. No, it's a good club. What's the name of the guy who owns it again?
Bobby Jewell.
Bobby Jewell! Hey, Bobby.
The Jewel.
How you doing,
Nile.
Man? He's one of those guys that drives around the radio in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you got everything. Guys. And then he stretches the day a bit. Now we're going to breakfast. Oh,
yeah.
I was going back to bed.
No. Guy in Charlotte has tons of civic pride. You know that guy, Mike Hall? I love Mike Hall.
Love Mike Hall. So great. It's like he tried to hook us up with all of his Charlotte hookups, and it was great until it wasn't great. So you guys like golf? There's a PGA Tour golf course right outside of town to get you on there for free. We're like, yeah. So you guys like late night pastries? Like James Beard Award winning chef right out there, get you late night pastries for free. We're like, yeah. So you guys like museums? That museum's open at noon tomorrow. Get you in there at 10, have the run of the place by yourself. We're like, yeah.
And then
like,
the
you guys
want
to? He's like, you want to jerk off a giraffe? We're like, no.
Nobody who's ever said they want to jerk off a giraffe.
He's like, do you like my wife? I can get you in there for free.
For free. I know a guy. You can have the. He said. With his wife, you can have the run of the place. Yeah. What the fuck does that mean?
Did you ever do Stanford and Sons in Kansas City?
No. We didn't because we did the improv.
I'd like...
Wait, you did Stanford Sons? Did you get paid?
It was my first comedy club in America, and he used to book me.
You.
Craig Glazer used to book me about 5 weekends a year because no one else was booking me. Mm-hmm. So I was in Kansas constantly.
Yeah.
And like, he's a dirtbag, and he's just fucking a horrendous person.
Very good.
He's the king of stink. Anyway, he died last month.
Aww.
And I would like to say, look, I had a lot of good times. I have a lot of love for that guy. He was a shyster. He was a shady, but I was very fond of him.
Because he worked here.
He worked me, but also I sort of became friends with him. He was sort of this weird. One time he brought like 2 strippers backstage, and he was trying to impress me. He's like, "Hey, Jim, a couple of strippers are here to see you." And they were like, "Hi." And they went like in their stripper gear. They were in like their sweats.
Ooh.
They were in like those.
Why would they be in their stripper gear?
Yeah, I know.
They were like,
they were either going to the job or just coming back from the job. They might have been on the day.
The gym.
And they had that like those tracksuit pants that just said juicy across the ass.
Yep.
And it wasn't good lighting. No. And then he brought them in. He was like, "Hey, Jim, a couple of strippers wanted to meet you." And they didn't really want to meet me. And then I was like, "Oh, hi. How
That's
are you?"
always hard.
And then it was awkward. And then he could see that I was losing interest. And he's like, "Show Jim your tits." And one of them just lifted up their top and was like, "They're very nice."
Those are great. Good work. Did you feel compelled that you had to pay her at that moment?
Yeah, I was just like, thank you.
One more song?
Yeah, thank you.
Can we do this for one more song? She's great. Like, "I want you to meet my son. He's 12. Nope, I do not want to meet your son.
That just ended
No, he used to be on the Johnny Dare radio show, which I'm a friend of the Johnny Dare radio show out of Kansas City.
Beautiful.
And what happened was eventually, I think Craig was banned from the show because of and repetitively being racist. So, you know, it happens. And
I don't know. In Kansas City, I feel like you can get away with it.
Yeah, but you have to be real racist.
Yeah,
like,
you got to be good at it.
He wasn't
be
racist
really
enough.
Yeah, the radio station's called N-Word FM.
Come on. That seems a little...
It is.
Seems.
I mean, I think
No, obviously that's incorrect. 96.1.
N-Word FM. Got it.
The more racist the area, the better the barbecue, I feel, is the
is
way
it
is
that the
works.
Way it goes?
I think so.
Or
I
the mean, wetter if, the barbecue.
I don't know.
We talked about the more bigoted the fast food, the tastier it is. Chick-fil-A is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. You can taste the gay hatred. In every tender.
They try... tried to get In-N-Out because In-N-Out gives so much money to Trump. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, what am I? You want me to fucking give In-N-Out? I'm not going to give up In-N-Out.
There are two palm trees crossed at every In-N-Out. Did you know that? There's a cross.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, is that what that is?
It's a cross.
At every single on the cups, In-N-Out. They have that. Yeah.
But what is that?
Oh, you mean on the lot? There's actually
on
two.
On the lot, there are two. They force two palm trees to make a cross. To me, like, that seems hard. Yes. Yeah. It is unnatural to force two same-sex palm trees to form
cross
a cross.
Like that? Right, but what's the meaning of the cross?
Because they're religious.
They're so religious. In the Christian religion, there's a cross at the center of the religion.
Oh, it's not like a Ku Klux Klan thing.
No, it's not a K.
2,000 years ago, Jesus died on a
palm tree.
Yeah, and Jesus died on two palm trees.
They took two palm trees and hung them on the palm trees.
That makes crucifixion sound so much better.
I know.
By the way, can we just for a second?
I could hang out here a bit longer.
Yeah. To me, that feels like the original CrossFit, what Jesus was doing.
He wasn't gaining weight up there.
No, he looked great.
He looked fucking fantastic.
Did you see that?
I would kill for those abs.
I think when he came back, when Jesus came back and he had the holes in his palms, how good would that be in a gangbang? Like, people could have fucked Jesus's hands.
Yes. He could just be doing this.
Not even a hand job, just fucking the holes.
Yes.
Bang, bang, bang.
So Jesus
and Jesus at an orgy he's the all-star.
And then he go, you think you came again?
Thank you.
The owner of In-N-Out says that a lot of people think it's because of Christian whatever.
Cross
but he
palms.
Says he just thought it looks cool.
Bullshit.
And the idea for the cross palms comes from the 1963 comedy classic It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World, in which the cat searches for buried treasure that's hidden beneath four
convenient
cross palms.
Excellent. It was a good film. Yeah. It was the Cannonball Run of its day. It was.
I love Cannonball Run.
Great movie. Burt Reynolds always chewing gum.
I don't know if it was a great movie.
Do you like Cannonball Run 1 or 2?
I actually felt like did 2 have the guy from Moonraker?
Okay,
Jaws.
And then he was hanging out with Jackie Chan.
Yes. Richard Keel.
And it was like Jackie Chan's first movie. But then also in Cannonball 2, right. I always look at it like, how drunk is Sammy Davis Jr. Mm-hmm. and where the moon hits his eye like a big pizza pie.
Oh, Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. Yeah. They're fucking blasted.
Someone has been drunk on film. They just showed up
like, well, just fucking play with alcohol. And they're like, oh, driving Cannonball.
Yep.
Cannonball.
I just love it.
And then one of them, they were priests.
Yes, and the other, they were cops.
And then the second one, they were cops. They're like 70-year-old cops.
So here's the deal. I just love that after Cannonball Run 1, they said there's still some story left untold. Yes, we have to do a 2 here.
It had the girl who played Daisy Duke in it, and she like the opening scene was she was just in a Ferrari, and then she comes out in some hot pants, and it turns out that any cops who see a woman in hot pants just go, move along.
Catherine Buck.
She can do anything she wants.
She was black.
It also says Jackie Chan was in it.
I just told you she was in it.
I wasn't listening to you.
This is before Jackie. Okay, I'm going to tell you some. I'm going to lay down some Jackie Chan facts.
Drop some Chan knowledge.
Jackie Chan spent his teenage years in Australia. Now, Jackie Chan lived in the town of Canberra, which is the capital of Australia, which is equidistant from Sydney and Melbourne because the two cities couldn't decide. So we built this little town that just has like a parliament, and it's our Washington, but it has all the different embassies and whatnot.
It's worthless otherwise.
Now, he lived there. Do you want to know why? Because he thought his parents were in some shitty fucking, like they were dry cleaners or something. Mm-hmm. That was a big cliche. But they were dry cleaners or whatever
Probably
got moved out because Jackie Chan's parents were fucking spies.
Get out of here.
They were spies and they worked for us. And then when they went into retirement, they got to hide out where all the government bodies were in Australia. No. And he didn't find this out till he was an old man. So Jackie Chan's parents were like, fuck this spy game. They were like, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. They had Jackie Chan, and then Jackie was sent, he didn't finish schooling, he started working on construction sites, and they couldn't say his
Asian. That's
where
he learned how to do the ladder
thing. They couldn't say his Asian name, so they used to just say, hey, Jack, get us this, hey, Jack, get us that. And that's where Chan's name comes from, is because Australians are racist.
Wow. There you go. And he still doesn't speak English very well. Like, to me, that is the hard part.
Look,
like,
how did you develop that accent
get worse?
If you're going to learn English, Australia isn't your first country.
That's true.
Where you go, I'm going to learn it the way the Queen speaks it.
the drunken Queen, like laying in a gutter Queen.
Yeah, I never knew that. I mean, I didn't see all that stuff. I definitely Canberra and all this other stuff. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, he grew up in Australia.
Fact checking you. I like
that. No, he's right. He was known as the Chan Down Under.
Yeah. He was the Chan.
He's the Chan Down Under.
I was once doing, I was in Hong Kong. Kong, and I was doing some gigs there, just in like to expats in Hong Kong, and they made me do the radio all day, and I was doing radio, and everyone told me this building is the same place where Jackie Chan has his offices, right?
What?
And I was like, and he's on like the seventh floor or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so to sell tickets, I'm bullshitting on the radio, and I'm like, hey, all you people in Hong Kong, if you want to, look, I think Jackie Chan's a pussy. Right?
I want him to come down and kick my ass.
I go, I don't want to fight him in this building. I want to fight him this evening at 8 p.m. And that's how I was advertising the gig at the blah, blah, blah nightclub.
That is going to be a fight.
Jackie, if you're a man, show up there. Also, tickets are still on sale for the show that we're running simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a funny little thing.
It's a great bit. I love it.
Their phones went off the fucking... No, they went mental. People going, this guy can't beat Jackie Chan. What the fuck's he talking about?
Like, this guy... I mean, has he trained? Has he trained to beat Jackie Chan?
He hasn't.
He's not in Chan shape.
I think Jackie Chan...
Is he a good fighter, though? He's a guy can get up walls and stuff like that, really. But, like, his fighting...
If you come at him with a ladder, you are fucked. Yeah. You're done.
He uses stuff around... If you were, like, in a room with nothing in it...
If you tried to beat him up with a mop, forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
If he had two dwarfs in the room, he'd tie a bit of string. No, we're not allowed to talk about it. The show doesn't exist yet.
No, but what I was saying is that you know those guys who take like one like karate class and then they tell you how to approach them?
That's, oh, yeah.
They're like, touch my shoulder from this angle and then I can flip you. No, I'm not. No one's ever going to touch you
from
that angle.
I feel like Chan could take care of himself.
I feel like he could fight his way out of a paper bag.
I mean, I can't beat him, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like
I don't know. He's pretty old.
Yeah, maybe now.
He is pretty old now. You could take him. The thing is, he could beat you with things that are... He was the MacGyver of our martial arts. You know what I mean? Like, if he had one paper clip and a chopstick, he could kick your ass.
Yes. Kill you with a pen. Like John Wick.
You know what I mean?
He didn't kill anybody. He never kills.
He never kills, but he just
subdues.
Like, he beats somebody.
He's like us doing comedy.
He beats someone up.
The other twins.
I mean the other ones. The Nelson twins. He like beats someone up with like a clipboard and the Declaration of Independence. Yeah, he can do it.
There was a movie called Shanghai Noon.
Shanghai Noon and Shanghai Nights, too.
Okay, whatever the one that was set in Asia.
I think both
set in the West.
It was the first one, I think, right? I think it's Shanghai Noon. I know
which one was set in the Old West.
Well, in that movie, there are some prostitutes who massage both Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan.
Yep.
Happy ending. One of those prostitutes is the mother of my child.
Yes!
Thank you very much.
Do you still talk to her?
I do, yes. So we're still good friends. Yeah.
I can't believe she then went on to be a stripper in Kansas City.
She said something along the lines of, I've never given a massage to a China man before.
No.
And she said that Jackie Chan was very nice. And she said, Owen Wilson, a bit sad.
That's his nose.
And this just became a Wes Anderson podcast.
Oh, no. That's the only impersonation I can do of him. Oh.
That's good.
That's my impersonation of someone else doing an impersonation
of Owen Wilson.
You're pretty good at impersonation, but that's not very good.
I can't do that one.
Yeah, they're not.
You don't understand.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Didn't he tried to top himself, though, once, didn't he?
He did try to top himself off.
Yeah.
Which is a weird way to say that he tried to kill himself, is to say
to add more to his drink.
Add more to his drink. Can we get a little top off here? Is that how you say it in Australia? You topped him off?
So top yourself, top yourself. Not top it off, like... He tried to top himself. Yeah,
top him, take the top off? What does that mean?
Just kill yourself.
Where's it come from?
Top himself.
Try to top himself.
Or off yourself. I bet it's like off yourself.
I think this is a good time for an ad read.
Let's read it. Can we be
Do
a part
I have
of it?
One?
Yeah,
sure.
Let's get into this.
We're going to jump in and be a part of it.
I got it. Here we go.
Do it.
Money. Power. A great pair of boots. You can have it all. How? Stop what you're doing. Go to the nearest computer. You got a computer first?
Yeah, you're really taking these periods to heart in these sentences, by the way. But yeah,
I'll do it a bit faster. Money, power, a great pair of boots. Mm. You can have it all. How? Stop what you're doing. Go to your nearest computer. Open the internet browser and type in the following. ThursdayBoots.com.
That's
Thursday, ThursdayBoots. In case you have never seen the word Thursday.
Boots.com. Mm-hmm.
Pick out your favorite pair of beautifully handcrafted boots. Add them to your cart. Click checkout like all things you buy online.
Yes.
Fill out all your personal information and click purchase. It's that easy. Money, power, and a great pair of boots will all be yours. While results may vary.
First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the boost.
Yeah. Why results may vary.
Oh,
some of you, why results may vary. Some of you may get more power than money and less boots than you might just get the one boot sent. We don't know.
It was a joke. They were throwing a joke in there.
Results may vary, particularly regarding the money and the power,
you will definitely
have a great pair of boots. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the T there.
You got it.
How do you spell boots again?
B-O-O-B-S.
What? Okay. No.
This year, get a pair of boots. That will last season after season. Get a pair of boots handcrafted with the highest quality materials and sold at honest prices. Get a pair of Thursday boots. Head over to thursdayboots.com. Money, power, and a great pair of boots are only now a click away. We're getting a pair of boots, aren't they? They're giving us a pair of boots.
We ordered them. So we should get them soon.
I'm excited.
So I don't know if we're going to do another one of these, and then we can talk about our boots.
Can't wait.
I'm going to wear them on the show sometime.
I love that you had to put all of your personal information, like fetishes and like anything weird. Yeah, they want all of your personal information.
If you're going to wear the boots, we got to know stuff.
I got to know if you want a finger in your ass. Like, I got to know that.
One of the other things, they don't sell to the homeless.
Yeah. That's true.
That's what the internet shopping. They're very discriminatory towards the homeless.
These are the ones you got.
Where do you deliver them?
I wanted ones with the... they're very nice.
I had to order different ones.
Way to be appreciative.
Solid endorsement.
I had a pair that I picked out, but I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, I told you. I sent you a text.
But you act like there's a boot, like, time that I have to do the boots.
I said we got to order them.
Hey, if you don't do your boots before 3 p.m., you are. You're done.
Yeah, Forrest is, like, so desperate for new footwear that he's like, we have to do this today, Jim. And I was like, I need more boot time. Give me till Thursday. Thursdayboots.com.
How do you spell that?
T-H.
We got it.
T-H.
Silent W.
Yep.
Is there any words with a silent W?
No. No, there aren't. Well, I mean, ringing. Like ringing your hands is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Like the W-R-I-N-G.
Wrath, ringing. Come
wrath,
on.
Wrath, ringing. There we go. Silent W.
Silent W.
See, the fucking Nelsons come up with silent.
I don't think they can.
The word swing?
No, I still hear it in swing.
Water.
No, I'm still getting it at the top. Still,
it is. It's very.
You want to come up with one? No.
Water is a very W heavy word.
Yes, it is.
With wings? No.
Good try though.
Water wings. Mm-mm. Water wings.
Yeah, it's a good try as well, but not mm-mm. good.
Not there.
Still,
look. There's a wren flying overhead.
No nope.
Wren.
Why? Mm-hmm. What about the word why?
Why is.
Because all it is the letter Y.
It's a H.
The other two letters are silent. Mm-hmm.
It's a H. Yeah,
sort of, but you don't pronounce Y.
It's an H-W.
Whore.
She's a whore.
Like, whore.
Yeah, there you go, whore.
She's a whore. Yeah. Excuse me, Jay.
Because Y is the letter Y.
She is a whore.
And I use that word loads.
Yeah, should have gotten that one.
Come on, man.
Tried to talk normally for a second, didn't come off.
Nope. Doesn't help.
Let's talk about what we did in the show. What did we talk about?
So our first act was about victimization. And basically, you know, there are real victims in the world, in the news, let's say, for instance, recently. And what's been happening is the people that were actually victimizing these people then try
saying
to pretend
they're victims.
Well, my theory is that...
Big example you gave was Kavanaugh.
Everybody in the world thinks they're a victim. Everybody in the world thinks that they're a good person. And mm-hmm. in some people's lives, we're the villain, and some people's lives, we're the hero. Mm-hmm. But in our own lives, we're always the hero of this.
Always the hero and the victim.
And so when someone fucks us over, it wasn't because we deserved it. It's because, the world is so mean.
Yeah,
but with Kavanaugh, it was like... He got everything. Nothing's changed. Like, he's on the Supreme Court now. Everything's great, and now we're like...
He just needs to be raped once. Just a solid raping.
Just like a great public raping.
And then he'll see that it's...
No, I just then bring him on. Then just like slow him down, then bring
balance
him in.
Balance the
scale. Yeah. My favorite joke of the segment was, I once had my calendars stole.
Oh, yeah.
It was a real...
Well, you have to tell the whole thing in context.
Yeah, but what did the joke go?
Basically, you were saying, Trump says, it's a really tough time to be a man,
sure,
a young man in this country. Mm-hmm. And you said, yeah, walking down the street, being afraid that you might
rape somebody.
And then I always keep my calendar clutched in my fingers so that when I walk to my car late at night. And then you said,
yeah, someone stole me calendars. Geez. It was a real date rape.
Oh, God. Love it.
We're really butchering it up here. So
no, you sold it.
The worst thing is, It happened annually, which made it hurt even more.
I should have just read it off the script.
We do puns now.
It is
nothing wrong with that.
I mean, his all that victimization of that guy is fucking the whole thing. The FBI investigation of just like 10 or less people. Are you fucking kidding me? Give me a break with that.
And then
shit.
He was like, the thing is, everyone's saying his family has gone through all this and you have to apologize to him.
Fuck
like,
his
everything's
family.
The same.
Yeah.
He's great.
Fuck
everything's
his family.
Doing great. Yeah.
Fuck them all. You got involved in this.
Well,
guy.
He has little kids. That's not...
All right, not them.
Don't fuck the kids.
Yeah. Don't fuck the kids. Yeah. Nobody fuck the kids.
They're innocent and all this.
They are innocent, but your dad's a piece of shit. Sorry.
Well, then I don't want people... Like, my kids are innocent. I'm a piece of shit, you know.
Well, not on that level, you know.
No, not on that level.
They'll learn it someday.
I'm a healthy, there's healthy shittiness about me enough that like.
Also, you're not a Supreme Court justice. That's the thing.
Well, not with that attitude, no.
No. Get him up. Let's make it happen.
So how did we end this segment, Jim?
We had a game show with my friend Bob Saget came out, and he was a game show host.
Did we say it was Bob Saget? We just said no.
No, I said, can I go Bob Saget? And because he was saying a few racy things.
He says some racy things.
He goes, I don't want to be Bob Saget. I want to be a character of a game show host. Got it. I'm like, okay.
And so what did you call him?
We didn't name him anything. Yeah. He just came out. We did a game show. Now, at the end of the game show, me, who was the contestant...
The basis of the game show, first of all, was that you were a contestant and he was giving you situations to say, well, who's the victim here? And the first one was Bill O'Reilly sexually harassed women, allegedly, at Fox News. And then he was fired and was like, who's the real victim? And he said, it's the women that were harassed. He's like, no, it's Bill O'Reilly. It was a misdirection. That was the constant game.
So he kept on doing that until eventually I figured out that I was the victim and I won the game show. And for a prize...
You were always a victim. That's right.
I got to travel to Texas on holiday in a detainment camp. Now, they said that thing... Now, we're in the writer's room.
Just so I can read this off the script so we're not screwing it up again, but basically your prize is... That gets you an all-expense-paid trip to a children's migrant detention center in Brownsville, Texas. You'll spend 3 days and 2 nights in a beautiful Brownsville, Texas, teaching captive immigrant kids what real struggle is like. Congratulations, and thanks for playing the real victim. Yeah.
So that was in the script. And then we're in the writer's room yesterday, and I asked if I could have a child in a cage as a prop for that. Now, there was pushback.
believe that.
That seems a little odd.
There was. Many other writers were not up for this.
Right.
And then I threw the mildest of tantrums and said, it's my show.
Mm-hmm.
I want a child in a cage.
I don't think you threw a tantrum, but you said, I'm married to the idea and I'm putting my foot down.
Yeah. I said, this isn't up for a vote. I'm married to the idea. I'm putting my foot down. I want a child in a cage. And everyone went like, all right, Jim, we'll get you a child in a cage. People mocked me. They didn't think it would work.
And then?
Even in rehearsal, we were having a good time.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. It's funny.
He was a seven-year-old boy called Steve, I think it was.
Steve.
And he was the sweet. He gave me a jet. Afterwards, he said, thank you for having me. He gave me a real hug. He was a nice little boy. He was. And he was good-spirited. We put him in the cage, and he waved at the crowd.
He tried to lay down a couple times, and it was fun to see how uncomfortable he was in that cage.
Yeah, we didn't pad the cage.
No. It was a straight run.
He was on top of like that fucking steel sort of meshing.
Yeah.
For about an hour.
No, not an hour. Nah, he was snuck in right before the thing.
No, maybe 15 minutes we had him in there.
He's still in there, by the way, guys. He's still in the studio, still in the cage.
Someone let him out, please, for Christ's sake.
The part that was okay, so there was a part where we had to reshoot some stuff, and he was staying in the cage, and there was a woman there that was the presenter, like game show presenter. And then you and Bob Saget were having a back and forth about... what's his name? John Stamos and some other thing. Yeah. And meanwhile, the kid's just in the cage, like just bored. He's just like rolling around.
That was more torturous. Yeah, yeah. My favorite moment was when you said to the kid about Bob Saget, this guy used to be famous when I was your age.
Yeah,
I don't know if Bob Saget realized what a rip on him that was.
And then the kid like looked out of the cage too, and he's like, oh, I think he didn't recognize him.
I guess he was Jim Jeffries. I guess he was. Great joke, by the way.
I'll give you credit where credit is due.
There was another joke you had too about the cage. I forget what it was.
Oh, that's how they used to transport the Olsen twins.
Oh yeah.
Well, one of them, the one who wasn't working, and then they put the one who was working back in the cage.
It was just the one.
How rude!
The kid's mom was there. So when we were doing the rehearsal, there was I think there wasn't some of the writers were more worried that they're just gonna be funny. You know, that's the main thing. Like, is this gonna work? Because it's gonna be this turn. And so we're doing the rehearsal, and then everyone started laughing, and then his mom is there, and she was like dying laughing.
She thought it was great. She's like, every parent, we're parents of kids. Yeah, my son's not.
She was like, can I do this at home? Yeah, let me try this.
Is this all right?
Yeah, I don't know if that means she's a good or a bad parent. I'm not sure.
One of the problems is when you have like any actor that comes in, can they do comedy?
Right. Yep.
And we gave a line, and you have to see this on the credit bed. If you're just watching it on live TV, the credit beds never air. But if you watch this on demand, you'll see it. Mm-hmm. But on the credit bed, we have we asked some questions in the next act about the difference between British and American people knowing facts about American politics or whatever. And then the kid answered a question like, what was Mike Pence's job before he was vice president? And he goes, oh, don't people know that he was the governor of Indiana?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, the little kid voice. Yeah, the little kid voice.
And he did it in one take. And then I was like, we're in rehearsal. We did his take. And I said, do you want to do that again? And he goes, what did he say?
He goes, do it again. I was like, let's do it again.
I said, are you ready? You want another take? And he goes, let's do it again.
He was like Bill O'Reilly. He was like, fuck it. Let's do it live.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it. Give me a loofah. Fuck it.
Do it live.
Despite all my rage, I still love a kid in a cage. I'll say this. Let's get the pumpkins on. All right? I just love that, like, so after he got the line right, someone backhanded him a little snack.
That was a little feeder
seal. Yeah, like a little seal.
You can't show it. You can't show
it. Well, it's Andrew Wontok, who books all of our guests and everything. He came to me after I demanded my kid in a cage. Mm-hmm. And he goes, look, you know, if we have a kid with union rules, we've got to pay for like a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've got to have them on set. And the mother has to be there. And there's a lot of, you know, different things we have to do with the child. And I just looked at him like, get me a kid in a cage.
Yeah. So now
I don't want to hear all your but we have to this, but we have to that.
Okay. So now you've established this as
I can get a kid in a cage anything, whenever I want.
Whatever you want. Number one, number two, in New York, you can get it any time of night. Kid in a cage. No, but this is now going to be a watershed moment for your show. Mm. So moving forward, everybody's going to be like, is this a kid in a cage moment or what are we doing here?
What are we talking about? I mean, this is just another kid in the cage we got going on
guys,
here.
We got a kid in a cage situation. He's not fucking giving up. Give him the goddamn.
Well, that's like, what special? We've had lots of animals. We've had a
camel.
We had a camel and a goat.
Camel pissed everywhere. The goat shit
and
everywhere.
And the goat shit everywhere. And we did one take and everyone thinks, we kept on feeding the camel water until it pissed. No, it was just a magical moment of television.
We did an act on service animals and we, to show how easy it was,
we registered a camel as a service animal.
By two different organizations, we got the camel registered.
We got him. There's his thing.
We made a vest for him, but we actually have
as an emotional support animal to bring on.
By the way, you pointed to the wall, and I was like, "You got Osama bin Laden as an emotional rescue animal."
That's a zombie Osama bin Laden. We actually got the guy who shot Rob O'Neill, who the guy who shot bin Laden.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was one of the targets we shot with him. He didn't seem to have any issue with that.
He had no issue.
No, he was good with that.
And if you look below the target, he's just looking.
That there's a big lollipop when we got Brad Williams to be part of the Lollipop Guild in The Wizard of Oz. That was very affordable.
Oh my god. That giant lollipop.
What, Brad Williams or lollipop?
I thought it was weird that you had Brad Williams' mom come on the set because it's Brad Williams.
Did you guys know that I registered Brad a t-shirt?
I registered Brad Williams as a comfort animal.
Do you put a handle or a vest on him?
It's a leash. It's actually a retractable leash. I love Brad Williams so much.
What other good things? That was when we did the guns. That was a bit of fan art of how I look. That's Brad Pitt up there.
Yeah. They're a weatherman.
That's the Declaration of Independence that I shot with a gun. First female guest, Marlon Ackerman.
Oh, nice.
Love Marlon Ackerman.
See, I had a party the other day. Marlon showed up.
Yeah, with her fiancé.
With her fiancé. Mm-hmm. And our boys are the same age, so I think I'm at play.
You're going to become friends now?
I think we now do play dates.
That's
and great. Shit.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how the next thing is. I don't know.
You got to give a plaque for your first play date. With play date plaque.
We have the Globe Bar we never use.
Is there anything in it?
No. Mm-hmm. But it's a bar. You open it up, you can put ice and drinks in there. We just
it's smart.
Does that Kelly thought that was really going to be
that elevate, the does that elevate the drink at all? Just the international
I tell you what, I do like a large single cube. I don't give a fuck if it's pretentious. If you give me a drink with just one massive cube in it,
right? Yeah,
or even a sphere, Yeah. I'm over the moon.
Yeah, it's artisanal.
I'm having a wonderful time.
Yeah. When did this get stepped up?
I know that, but people sort of think it's pretentious. Fuck that.
No, it's the great.
You've gone to the effort of getting big cubes.
Big cube is great.
Good for you.
You did it.
Anyway, so that was that. We had a kid in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of all his rage. And what was the next one? We talked about...
Black 2. We were talking about calling your senator, so it has no real effect.
Because I called my senator, and he said, who?
I think it was basically off of the fact that last week everyone was urged to call senators and tell them to vote no and Kavanaugh.
Yeah, it's always like this.
Does that work? Probably not.
Call your senator. Has anyone done that?
Yeah, lots of people do. Yeah.
They do.
Lots of people do.
They do.
And you see how well it worked?
That was the point. Yeah.
And does it work?
No.
I don't think so.
From what we saw, it mostly doesn't work if it's much smaller issues.
But does the senator answer themselves?
No, but someone in their office answers.
And they'll say, like, look, we took 2,700 calls today from people who were pissed about this.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe that works or maybe it doesn't work.
Now, if it was something like a small thing that was like a regional, you know, issue with
a pothole or something.
Yeah, but something big like the Kavanaugh thing is like they already have their mind made up based on either the party lines they're following
or whatever money they're receiving. Yeah, 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 that's
so it.
So
it doesn't really work. And so, you know.
Well, you'll see if it works in a month. I mean, you guys talked about midterm elections.
Yeah.
No one knows when that is.
But I think the way we landed on that piece, though, that I thought was interesting was like basically we said, hey, we always forget like we're supposed to be their bosses.
That's right. They work for you.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, it doesn't feel like that.
That's bullshit. Like, we've all got managers and agents, right? And you ever get that thing where, oh, they work for me.
Right. No,
but they seem to be someone who works for me who can fire me pretty quick.
Yeah. Exactly. For someone who works for me, they got a lot of power.
Yeah. And then I try to find other people. I beg for other people to work for me.
Yeah.
You know all those people who work for you who never return your phone calls? Those guys are great.
Hey, does anyone need a job out there to represent me? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Emails, they don't return emails. Like, you would fire those employees.
Come and work for me.
Yeah. Come and be on my staff.
Mm-hmm. What we'll do is, how you work for me is, I'll call you 7 times, you'll answer 1.
Yep. Yeah. And that'll be our relationship.
That's our relationship. That's how you work for me.
That's how it goes.
Oof. But you still got to pay them.
Still got to give them a percentage. Still give a percentage.
Feels good. It does feel good.
Senators.
They never ring me up and go, hey, boss.
What can I do for you?
You should ask them to do that. Like, you should.
Yeah, they seem to be someone who works for me who tells me when theater owners are upset when I get drunk. Like, oh, they seem to be very. These are very angry employees who ring me up. Like, how many times have you had an employee who rings you up and goes, "What did you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
What now?" Oh, man.
Yeah. How many employees ring you up and go, "Jim, this isn't a good call."
Yes.
What happened?
Jim, sit down.
Jeez.
You're like, I'm laying down, so you want me to get up?
Oh, I hate those ones where they ring you up and you have no idea what you've done wrong.
Right.
And they're just like, yeah, Jim, we have something we need to talk about.
Yeah. Let's get to it. And then they want you to guess it.
Yeah.
So you're like going around.
What happened Friday night? You went, I think it went good. I think it was a good show.
Yeah. What happened after the show Friday night?
One of the things that we took out of this piece was about how much, like, because we've kind of talked to us, people have talked about this, was how much time off they take too. This year, Congress will have taken off 140 days that are actual work days, not including weekends. 140 days of the year, not including weekends, they'll have off.
Sounds like my kid's preschool.
Yeah, yeah. So, by the way, there's 104 days off a year of weekends.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
Ah!
So, 140.
That's not shabby.
Yeah.
Plus 104.
So like almost 250 days off. They'll be out of 365.
So
yeah, they work like 120, 130 days.
Uh-huh. I want that. I want that job. Oh, I do have that job. I'm a comedian.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. But
what are we talking about? Jesus. If I can work anything.
I want that job.
Well, I don't know. But I guess
you know the saying, more money is good.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
More money, no problem.
More money, less problems. I think that's what Biggie said.
So, but and they still get paid like a lot of money. They get the lobby and stuff, but it's like a part-time job basically for them. And they just like hang out.
And do they have other jobs?
Yeah, they cross burn. Just the Republicans.
Drive Uber and shit like that.
Yeah.
When they're not working.
Drive Uber.
Yeah, getting the one with Mitch McConnell.
Get their side work on or whatever.
Side hustle.
Mitch McConnell's Uber would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that Uber commercial where they try to act like some guy's driving Uber and he's having as much fun as the people who he's driving around the nightclubs.
He's not.
Like, he's in the car, like, I'm just enjoying people's company. It's like,
great.
It's like I'm in the bar myself.
That's right.
I love telling people not to throw up inside my property.
Yeah. And then afterwards, he takes his missus out for a dinner. He's like, yeah, come and have a dinner at It took me 6 hours. What were you doing? No, I had a job and then I drove for 6 hours and chew slowly.
I do think it's cute that the wife gets in the backseat.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And she only gave him 3 stars, but you know, that was his fault for dinner. He was not a good conversationalist at dinner.
I always like, when I get, I enjoy the sitting in the backseat. Australians notoriously always sit in the front seat of taxis.
Do they really?
Yeah, that's an Australian thing. It's like we brag about it. Like there used to be like a Foster's commercial where they're like, we don't wear helmets when we play football.
And we don't sit in the back seat.
And we sit in the front of the taxi.
Sit in the front.
But I tell you, one time I was doing a gig. I don't know if I told this story before, but you guys are road dogs like me. Yep. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
Sure.
You go, sometimes you're at different places and you get picked up by a fucking random bartender. Mm-hmm. We'll pick you up from the comedy club. Mm-hmm. And so I'm standing there, I'm in Texas, and I'm like, all right, I'm waiting for the person that's meant to pick me up. Yeah. This pickup truck drives up next to me and goes, Jim Jeffries. I threw me bag in the back of the pickup truck and I got in the front and he goes, what'd you get in for? I'm just a fan.
That's so good. We were in Tulsa. Guy in a truck sees the two of us, rolls up right next to the two of us, recognizes, goes up to the two of us, rolls down the window, looks at the two of us, is like, get out of here, Jews.
It just feels good to be recognized for your work.
Did he really?
Yeah. There was a moment. There was a moment.
It felt great. We're like, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks.
So nice.
I didn't know you were both Jews. I thought you were just twins.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Well, 2 strikes against us. 2.
Yeah, that's 2 crossed over palm trees.
Yeah, against us. There's a lot more than that against us.
We call that the double-double.
That's the double-double. In and out, in and out.
I'm a grilled onion guy.
Are you really?
Man, that's so good.
Oh, yeah, I like that, yeah.
Too slimy.
I know.
Can't handle it. Too slimy. Gross.
Yeah. I don't have the raw onions. That's ridiculous.
I like raw onions. But so act 3, good segue. Yes. They call me the segue master.
Speaking of things that make
speaking
you cry.
Speaking of raw onions, this has nothing to do with raw onions. All right. We did like, a field piece that you weren't in.
I like raw onions canyon. No.
That was okay.
It was a runyon edit point canyon right there. So.
Runyon canyon.
This is a field keep piece it. You weren't in. This is the first one.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened with this field piece. I show up to work and they're like, oh, we just sent people out to talk. You know, they did a man on the street thing. They sent Suba, one of our writers, out and she talked to some people down like on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
And then Alex in England, yeah.
And then like, we just sent a guy out in England and answered questions.
It was a guy that was with us on the whole European tour.
Oh, yeah, no, I know the guy. Yeah. So, I know the guy.
It was amazing how much people from England knew more than people from America about America.
Yeah, so we just asked them pretty basic questions like who was the vice president of Obama?
Yeah, but
what did Pence do before he was vice president?
If you ask them questions about Brexit.
In their defense, we interviewed people at like the center of the business district next to the Thames, next to Parliament.
Sure.
Like we're all the smart people who are walking around going to their jobs.
Like I'll just go to the Tate Modern just to my lunch break.
And then we interviewed the people in America just down on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, next to the guy with the
Chinese theater.
Yeah, the Spider-Man outfit where the knees are worn out.
So this wasn't a fair playing field. No, we've thrown all this.
You could interview. I don't, you know.
No,
I guess.
You come out of like a West Ham United game. Let's interview some of those people. Like some of those guys.
Oh, about him. Yeah. You have your votes in fucking November, don't you, cunt?
They still get it.
Stupid
to be fair, so the people in England, a lot of them were in suits and ties, but the guy that was getting
everything
all
right
the questions
was in a zip-up jacket and a man bun. Man bun.
And a man bun, who I said spoke a bit like Jason Statham.
He did?
Yeah.
He had you're a real top dog, isn't he? Yeah.
Real top dog.
Yeah, Biden. Biden's his name. Biden.
Like the big dog.
Yeah, he's a big dog.
But it was, people have done these kind of pieces before, but where we ended up landing.
I would like
to
see Jason Statham with a man bun. No hair, just the
bun. Have you ever seen Jason Statham?
I think it should be Jathan Statham.
Yeah, his name's changing a lot.
Let's change that right now. It's Jason Statham.
Okay, JC Stacy. JC Stacy, before he was an action hero, back when he had hair, and you can check this out, and he was in the Commonwealth Games and didn't quite get picked for the Olympics, was a professional diver.
Get out of here, diver.
Yep, you put JC Stacy diver.
Well, not JC Stacy. I'm not going to put that in.
Put on Jathan Statham.
Like, make a little edit cut here so we can all watch JC Stacy having a dive. He looks better without the hair.
He looks like more of a badass without the hair.
Oh, yeah, no, he looks good with the hair, though. I don't know why this picture's not.
JC Stacey.
That's him right there.
That's him.
There's wow. JC Stacey.
There he is.
Get us a bit of video. He wasn't a good diver. That's at the Commonwealth Games. Like, he was very close to the Olympics. He
allegedly... they still can't see hear video.
No, but we can watch it.
Oh, what's okay. he going to do?
It can be an edit point.
Here we go.
And then as he's diving in, he shoots somebody in the audience?
The 1990.
They should work it into one of the films. The only way to save everybody in the stadium is do the perfect dive.
Triple Lindy off this building.
Here you go, JC Stacey.
Wow.
What?
Minimal splash.
Minimal JC splash. Stace.
He almost transported himself. Minimal splash.
I don't mind. JC Stacey's all right by me. He was very funny in that movie, Spy.
Fantastic.
He was the best thing in that movie.
He was good. He was good.
Good movie.
He was fun. No, he's funny. I didn't think he was funny before that, but he was funny in that film.
Yeah, yeah. He's... They put him in his wheelhouse so that he could do well. Yes, yes.
There he goes. I once had my arm ripped off and I stitched it back on before stopping. I don't know.
It's funny. It's good.
That's all right.
But he used to go out with Kelly Brook, who for the longest time was my go-to fantasy woman.
Oh, really? I was going to say
for winging
for anything. She was. They never Kelly improved Brooke. On her.
Mm. She was as good as a guy.
Holy hell!
Holy hell! Look at that.
Anyway, so we did that.
Fun. All right.
Yeah, I think if you haven't seen it, the way that it's different than those. I mean, that kind of thing's been done before, but. We kind of twisted it at the end to show Americans the things that we did know, and it was pretty funny that they knew anything like that had to do with getting fucked or being fucked or something.
Yes, you know, I like that. Segment. Yeah. Yes, solid.
So funny. They knew the Stormy Daniels stuff, and they knew we were getting fucked on taxes. And then
I like that.
Our last act was a segment, Wake Up to Yourself, and then it was about gender reveal parties and how they're just fucking trash and
pointless.
They go wrong. Yeah,
pointless.
No and sense. Gender reveal parties are like kindergarten graduations.
But also, it's just this weird thing that like, okay, so when my ex was pregnant with my son, we had a gender reveal thing where she rang me up and went, it's a boy.
That's mm-hmm. your gender reveal party.
Yeah, and it was still good. I had a little sobby, like, oh, you know, I'm having a son. I had that little moment.
I waited till the baby came out. And I was
what
like,
the fuck's wrong
it's,
with you?
And then the second time I found
I can't. You,
can
you,
I say
you,
this?
You need to paint the room certain colors.
I'm in agreement with you.
Shit.
Here's where I think
white walls.
Here also, then you get two good days. You get the day you find out, plus the day the child's born. Why do you want to mesh all your fun into one? You're
because
like one of these assholes who,
I am
eats,
one of those
who eats all their fries first because then I'll have the hamburger at the end.
Separate it. I wait to find out what the hamburger is. Yeah. No, I think if you had a gender reveal party when the kid was two, now that would be interesting.
That's a fantastic party.
Yeah, that's
party.
A good one. That's a good
well, some
one.
Of them should wait. Yeah, I guess. But somebody knows, by the way, in these gender reveal parties, like the...
Somebody's got the information.
Somebody's got the power, and I bet whoever that is in these gender reveal parties is just a fucking complete dick.
Yeah,
like just this walking around like I know what
I know something you
I
don't know.
I would just tell the wrong gender.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Just make it explode and go. Hey,
it's a girl. You know, I mean a boy. You know that a doctor they write down on their pages. They always write the opposite of what the gender is. If they're trying to determine what it is, if they're wrong. So then if they come back and if they say to you early on, it's a girl, but they can't really tell, they write boy in their charts. So that when...
Well, they can tell now with an
injection.
No,
when injection, they come, but when
the
they come
thing,
back.
It's not like just with the
oh, you mean like an early, the first time they check it?
Yeah, like a super early check.
Now they know for sure.
Now they know for sure.
Because before it used to be the ultrasound and they sort of had a bit of a look.
Right.
Now they can tell, by there's an injection of fluid or blood or whatever that comes out. Yeah, yeah.
They soon will be able to tell when it's in your penis, like what the thing's going to be.
Before it even connects.
Well, no, they're going to soon be able to identify how that baby will identify later in life. They can do that, like gender identification.
What color is that balloon?
I don't know.
Yeah, my sperm Purple. Is so diverse, I don't know which bathroom to wank in.
Hello! The sperm is so diverse, it's working for the UN. My sperm is so diverse.
That is
right. I didn't know that.
My sperm is so diverse, they sang about it at the Emmys.
My sperm is so diverse, it's a Benetton ad.
My sperm is so diverse, it just got hired in every writer's room in America.
My sperm is so diverse, they just called it This Is Us.
My sperm is so old, they call it Different Strokes.
Taft Dad.
My sperm is so diverse, they call it Sanford and Son.
They call mine Betty White.
Supremacist.
Eddie White's a rabbit.
And we're back to Brett Kavanaugh.
That's a walk-off, my friends.
Betty White's a premises.
Betty White's a premises would be a great name for a punk band.
Yes.
Yep. Great fucking name for a punk band.
Yes, yes.
They all come out in hoods.
The golden shower girls.
The golden shower girls.
Before we go, Jim, we're going to read some reviews of our podcast.
Oh, yes. I look forward to the criticism.
And nothing like internet hate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see if this one's good or bad. I don't even know yet.
Have you not read these?
I've not read any of these yet.
This is like our own gender reveal.
Yes, yeah. This is like a gender reveal.
First one, 5-star review.
Ooh.
Title, I don't like to be a hater.
Mm-mm.
Jim Jeffries is awesome, hilarious, edgy, rude, unabashed, witty, and drunk. His sidekick force, however, is hardly ever funny and mainly is just an annoyance. Throughout the podcast, I wonder, though, if Forrest's terrible comedy and desire to be the podcast police helps elevate Jim even higher. Either way, I'm going to keep listening because Jim is a jackass friend that you're nervous to hang out with, but always end up having a good time with.
Great.
Right. I feel like you do enjoy being a hater just a little
bit. Yeah, you hate it on Forrest. Beautiful.
It's also like you kind of figured out, too, like what I do on the podcast. Yeah. Like, I guess maybe.
I don't like being a hater, but I am what I am.
I don't like being a hater, but I'll identify what makes this podcast great.
Okay. Yes. Here we go. Okay, 1-star.
Ooh.
Chunder from Down Under.
Ooh, that would be me.
Mm-hmm.
Yet another podcast where they eat directly into the mic.
I stopped. I used to have my lunch while we did the podcast, but people got so fucking upset with it.
Man. Not done. If this is what you enjoy, then this is the tops. Seems like Jim is fitting a podcast in during lunch.
I am.
He absolutely is. 100%. That's what's happening. Boom. You got it right.
I'm burping garlic on this fucking microphone right now.
They have a message for you then. If it's worth doing, it's worth taking time to do it, Jim.
Fuck yourself.
Jesus Christ. He is taking time. He's taking time out of his lunch to do it. What did he say? Did you get that out of a fortune cookie?
Yeah. Then someone here.
Who listens to your fucking podcast? And then you go, says Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Wait, whoa. That's a popular.
Yeah, here we go. 1-star. If it was comedy, it would be a good podcast. All these idiots do is bash Trump. It gets old. Same show every week, basically. We don't ever talk about Trump.
You mentioned Trump once, and they get all like,
Fucking relax. Don't be so butthurt.
Okay. Here's a good one for me. Forrest's voice. 5 stars. It just says it's very sexy. That's the whole fucking review.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my favorite one ever.
They tried to type more, but they squirted all over their
teeth. Hey, why do I trust this guy the least?
He's like name a straight Harvey Fire. So it could be a guy.
Alexis.
Could be a girl.
Alexis. She's basically just a Japanese Toyota.
Yeah.
Wow. Sedan. Alexis.
All right. Do you want a good one or a bad one? I'll read one or two more and then.
Let's do a bad
one. Keep going.
Do a bad
Give
one.
Give us a nice one and a bad one.
Okay. Here's
and don't tell us which one's which.
Okay.
We'll have to figure it out.
Here we go. I love Jim. He may have peaked at legit. His co-host is awful. I was hoping for laughs, but it's just the usual identity politics and bashing of the right. Forrest isn't funny, comes across self-righteous and pompous. Oh, yeah, I remember this one.
Brad Pitt.
I really hope Jim. Okay, that one's. Yeah,
now read us the bad one.
Okay, here's a. Let's end on a good one. How about that? So,
backside.
Oh, there's more in the back? Jesus Christ. How many fucking
a lot of reviews. It's good to review.
Let's just end on a good one. Okay. Here we go. One more. Mm-hmm. This is Oi. Great show from an Aussie in America. 5 stars. Mm. Hey, quick wit, right? Nice job, mate, but get more lady guests to be more interesting. Sorry, guys.
You got two right now. Yeah. Right here.
We've had a couple.
Not that you're dull, Jimbo, right? ! Just they look a right bit better after they're washed up. Smell better too. Cheers, mate. What the fuck is that?
In Australia, that's like a poem.
Okay. We have a female guest next week.
Who do we have?
Camilla Cleese is going to be here.
Camilla Cleese.
Nice.
Camilla Cleese.
Anyways, thank you guys for writing the comments. Even if there are bad, please like subscribe and write comments and all that shit and rate the show.
It's good for the show.
Yeah.
Good
so,
for the show.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot more to say. We're checking with Jack.
Done.
Jack, you had sex? No,
right. Well, that's pretty much.
But Julia, the person who does my hair, basically a magician, right? Who gives me my double comb over and some flakes.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
She spruced up Jack's head.
It looks good.
It looks better.
Not wearing a fucking
looks
hat.
Better.
Get Stuff's laid. Happening, man. Stuff's happening.
Jack put out a little clip where he went around the office. He wrote it himself. Where we all told him to fuck off about the whole thing. And most of the feedback from that clip is, isn't his cheeks rosy?
Yeah.
They're very
We talked about it last week.
You're like a drunk Asian.
You are like beautiful. You're like an anime Quarter character.
Asian. Yeah.
You're
Your cheeks
like,
are Asian.
You're like an anime Elvis.
Yeah. You're like one of the humans in Pokemon. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Randy and Jason, is there anything you want to promote?
Yeah, Dumb People Town, of which we'll have both of you guys come on our podcast.
Sure.
Dumb People Town. Dumb People Town. It's just dumb people doing dumb things, and we try and understand their goddamn behavior because we believe that the world is getting...
What, we read articles about dumb people?
Yes. And we go in it, get into it. Most of them take place in Florida, but it's all right.
That's where I'm from.
Hey, man. Hey, man. So then you'll know. You'll be a local.
And that's how he was conceived.
Yeah, exactly. That's how he grew up.
My dad's Florida man.
Do you call your dick the panhandle? So, yes. We have that, and we have a podcast called View from the Cheap Seats.
Weirdly, he calls it the Rust Belt.
Hey! Why? Because everything's dried up? The Bible Belt.
Shut down?
Because no one can get any work there. There's no work there. Because everything's depressed?
Because everyone who's around is really ugly and sad.
You guys are around my dick right now.
Hey!
So.
Hey! That's true. That's true.
Good hey, point. Don't fuck with Rust Belt.
Mm-mm.
It's my new nickname.
Dump truck.
Yeah, please watch Poor Decisions on Amazon. And thank you for the somewhat nice comments on this. And Jim, anything else?
No, I'm good. Goodbye. Sorry. Good night, Australia.
Okay, we'll say if there's a topic you want us to talk about, tweet to us at Jeffrey Show. Please subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you.
Hi, it's Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J Okerson. And our show, The Bonfire, is now available as a podcast.
Every Monday, we release a brand new episode of our favorite clips from the week.
Check out some of our latest best of episodes featuring Nick Foles, Michael Che, Neil Brennan, Burt Kreischer, and many, many more.
Subscribe now to The Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder, the podcast, on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app.
And you can also listen to The Bonfire every Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 95.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.